Learning Masech the Sivam is Tafkav Talanam and Days. The top of the Amud, the Gemara is finishing up the Sugya of Ahayu Bukhara Shatelet, which the Gemara's drasha is the Bukhara means the Yavam's the Bukhara. And the Gemara wanted to know, after the whole drasha, why are we calling the Yavam a Bukhara? Because Mitzvah Begadol Liyabim, let's say Gadol. So the Gemara says the Griyusa, to tell you that there's a limitation in his Yerusha. Ma b'chayin anaytul b'royik of a muchzuk, afayin anaytul b'royik of a muchzuk. That a Yavam only takes pishnayim in what was available to the father at the time of the Yerusha. So Yavam also has this limitation. It's interesting, this din is brought in the Gemara in Becharis, stuff than Aleph and the Beis. Not sure why the Maseres Hashas isn't mitzayin it. The Rith and the Rush don't bring it la'alacha here, but they do bring it in la'alacha in Perkei Shneichelim on the Gemara there. They bring the Gemara in Bukhari. So that's where the din is brought in the Rif and the Rush. And the Rambam also, I believe there's a Tais in the Tzion by the Ein Mishpat. At the Tzion there was Helchus Nachlas per Gimel Lacha Aleph. That's talking about Bukhari. The one about Yavam is Malacha Zayin. The Torah Shulchan Aruch that they bring, Evan Ezra Simon Kufsam or Gimel Sif Aleph, is about Yavam. So the Rambam about Yavam is not Alach Aleph, Slach Zayin. Al Kapanim, the din is brought in the Rambam, Hilchas Nachas, Perek Gimel Lach Zayin, in the Rif and the Rush, in Baba Basra, on the Gemara Kuch of Dal Nambeis, and in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufsam or Gimel Sif Aleph. But there is an interesting Machlekes Yishenim about this din. Rashi's lashon is just like a bechor is not neitel chelik bechor in the nachla that will come after the mises avim, which is roy, which means if someone owes money to the father or the father is yerish bekever, his lashon is af yavam haneitel pishnayim benichsei aviv chelkai vechelik achiv shemeis in a neitel beroyik of a muchzuk. He doesn't say the yavam doesn't take the chelik of the achiv on whatever is not muchzuk biat achiv. He says the Yavam who takes Pishnayim benichse Aviv, Chel Kai and Chelak Achav Shemes, in the night of Barayik of the Mukzik. Which is a very big Chiddush. In other words, Rashi is saying, let's say the father is still alive when the Mes died, and the Yavam is Miyabim. So the Yavam takes all the money that the Mes had. Then the father dies. So Namala would learn the Gemara, and this is how all the other Rishayim hold, that he doesn't get the Yerusha, because that's Roy. It wasn't something which the Yavam, the Mace, had b'shas he died. It's the Yerusha that he got after he died, that's Roy. So in the middle of that Yerusha, the Yavam's part is split evenly in the Mashal. Let's say there are five brothers. One of them died b'shas the father was alive, and the Yavam was Miyam, his wife, so he gets all his money. Then the father died, we only split it up into four parts. We don't split up into the five parts. And each one gets equal. But Rashi and Mavur, no, we're going to split it up into five parts, and the Yavam's going to get Pishnayim, so to speak. He's going to get the Chelek Achav Shemes, together with his own Chelek. But this Pishnayim that he gets, this Chelek Achav Shemes, this splitting it up into five parts and giving the Yavam two, is only on things that are Muchzik by the Aviv, but not things that are ready to come to the Aviv. The other Rishayim all forget. Royim Muchzik means Muchzik to the Ach, to the brother. So all the nechse av, if the father died after the brother died, all the nechse av is called roi. From the perspective of the ach, it's roi. You see, this seems to be the machlekes rishayim. Rashi seems to hold that the sign of ahaya bechor, that it teaches you, that's a din in the Yerushas av, or a din also in the Yerushas av. Now, when I yarshin the Av, I yarshin like a Bechor, meaning I take Pishnayim, I take my Chelek, and I take the brother of the Mesa's Chelek. The Rishayim are no such thing. You yarshin the Av, you don't yarshin the Av, period. It's not a din in the Nechse Av Bechlal. Now, there's a din. You yarshin the Av in the same way a Bechor yarshins the Pishnayim of the Av. And a Bechor, the Pishnayim of the Av, he doesn't take Roy. He doesn't take the things the Av doesn't have. Who went in when the Yavam Yarshin's the Ach, he doesn't take the things the Ach doesn't have. That's a Machalik's Yishenim, Pashup Shat. Now the Yishenim bring him a Furish Gemara, not like Rashi. There's a Gemara later on Ephmemim and Aleph. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the father is alive, the Yavam gets no Yerusha. The Yavam's Yerusha is only when, if the Mace died, when the father already died. So now the brothers are Yarshin. So here, instead of the brothers yashining, the Yavam gets the whole Yerusha. Mashen came, the din, when the father's alive, normally when a brother dies, the father gets the total Yerusha, the brothers get nothing. So who a din Rabbi Yehuda holds, even when there's a Yibum, but the father gets the Yerusha, the brothers get nothing also. And Rabbi Yehuda says, he dashes the pasuk, Kebuchar, ma bechar ein loy b'chai av, af Yavam ein loy b'chai av. Just like a Bechar, the Yerusha has only when the father is no longer alive, when he's dead. So that's when a Bechar gets Pishnaim. Hu Adin Yavam only gets his Chelek in the Nechse Ach when the father is no longer alive. If the father is alive, so he gets nothing. None of the brothers get anything, including the Yavam. So the Gemara asks like this. The Eimaki Bechar, Ima Bechar Neitel Pishnaim Acha Mises Aviv, Afai Neitel Pishnaim Acha Mises Aviv, which means, oh, you're saying he's like a Bechar? So a Bechar, when the father dies, he gets Pishnaim, right? So maybe a Yavam also, when the father dies, he gets Pishnaim, meaning the Chehis Chelek and the Chelek of his brother. And the Gemara says about that. Gemara's answer is, Midi Yakal Mashem Aviv Ksiv, Yakal Mashem Achiv Ksiv. V'loy Al Shem Aviv. Meaning he doesn't yarshin the father. He has no schusim in the Yerusha of the father. He has a schusim in the Yerusha of his brother. But, Hayais, the Torah said, Bechar, Zok Rabbi Yehuda. That's a limitation. A Bechar only has a schus in his Pishnayin when the father's dead. Hu Adin, the Yavam, only has a schus in the Nichse Achiv when the father's not alive anymore. Aye, why don't you say when the father dies he gets Pishnayin? Because he's not Yashning the father, he's only Yashning the brother. So I'm going to be showing him, Mefurish in the Gemara, that he has no schusim in the Yerusha of the father, only in the Yerusha of the brother. Mefurish not like Rashi. Rashi, the point of Rashi is that even after the Yibum, the father dies, now he gets both his chelik and the chelik in a mace. But Rashi there bavarns the kasha. Rashi there says that what the Gemara's kasha was, that Rabbi Yehuda should be yoida, Rabbi Yehuda should be meida, that he's not the chelik and chelik achiv. Now, as Rashi learns, it's all part of the Machlokes opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds he gets the Yerusha of his brother, even though the father's alive. And the Rabbanan hold that when the father dies, so then he also gets the Chelek of his brother in the Yerusha of his father, both. And Yehuda limits it in two ways. First of all, when the father's alive, he gets nothing. And even in that case, when the father's alive, even now that the father dies, so right that he doesn't get an extra Chelek of his brother. But the Rabbanan hold in both cases, when the father's alive, he gets the Yerusha of the brother, and when the father dies, he gets the brother's chelik in the father's Yerusha. That's why it's not a Mefurish Yigamayna like Rashi. Rashi says it's only in Rabbi Yehuda. But the Yishayim will know. The story of Midi Yakal Mashem Aviv Yakal Mashem Achiv Ksiv is a story according to everyone. He doesn't yarshin the father. The schus is not a schus in the Yerusha of the father, but only in the brother. And the roik of a muchzik means muchzik to the brother, as opposed to roik to the brother. Any time the brother died, when the father was still alive, now the father died, that's called roik, the Yavam wouldn't get it. Like we said, the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, they bring the Bahag, the Magamisha says that's a Das HaRambam, that's a Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That roik means roik, of a muchzik means the means muchzik by the father. Also Rishonim, it's like Rashi, but that's the Psak of the Rishonim. And now we'll go right to. The Mishnah says that nitan al shifkum v'nishtachel v'schom v'nizgayr v'ezel le'yichnais v'mkanes im emitzian miyada. If somebody was suspected for being mezana with a shifcha or a gaya, and then that shifcha subsequently became a shucha, the gaya became a geiris, so then he shouldn't be allowed to marry her. And if he does, though, b'di'evin he could keep her. And the Gemara discusses the din, which we'll discuss soon in the shir, of whether the geiris is a good geiris. The Gemara says, l'mais, it's a good geiris. So Gemara says, if it's a good geiris, l'chatchila nami, why can't you l'chatchila be marry her? And the Gemara brings Rav Asi, because he says, hasimcha akshes pev, v'lazif sayim hachimcha, you're not allowed to do something which will encourage the rumors. So Rav Asi says, that the lazif sayim is, the asala zuke kalakama. There was a rumor going around that he was mezana with this guy, or this shifcha. And by marrying her, he's strengthening that rumor. And that's why he's not allowed to do it lechatchila. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashi, and Ritva say that that would be mashma. Let's say he's not strengthening the rumor. We know for sure that he was mezana. Then he's not allowed to be with her, which I don't see where they see this mashma is. painting, maybe you could say fakert. But this is what they say, that they learn up in Rashi that if it's only a rumor, then lechatchila you can't marry her. But the eved, then you don't get divorced. But let's say it's more than a rumor. Let's say it's clear that he was mezana with her. So then he's not let, even with the eved, he'd have to divorce her. And they bring it to Sefta, says not do it. The Sefta says Yisrael haba al shifra nalachris. Doesn't say nitan. That's mashma ba, it's not mashma nitan. It's mashma ba b'ter zvadin, even though it's not yetzay. I'm not sure when they saw it in Rashi, just I think they had a few words in Rashi which we don't have, that Rashi said, meaning, means, because we don't know that it's emes. But if it would be emes, so then you'd have to, you might see, and the kasha is no, this is not the way. But the Rishayim say, Mikayach the Kasha, and again, I'm really not sure why it's linked, the two things, that the Lazus HaSayim is not Sheyaziku HaKal Kama. The Lazus HaSayim is, the Nusach of the Rishayim is, Sheyayimu L'Shem Znus Niskayra, L'Shem Znus Nasa. The Lazus HaSayim is that she was Mizana L'Shem, she was Niskayra L'Shem Znus, and she was Nasa L'Shem Znus. Now some learn that the Lazus HaSayim is, that the Geiris was an insincere Geiris. That was the last of saying. But the Lashon Rishayim doesn't sound to me that way. It should have said L'Shem Ishus Nisgaira. And second of all, what's this L'Shem Znus Nasa? What does it mean? Now, to me it seems that the Nusach of the Rishayim is, that the Lashon Rishayim sounds like, that the last of saying is this whole thing is a very inappropriate story. Somebody takes a fancy for a Geirish lady or a Shifcham, and then he has such a time of her that he decides that she should be Nizgayer, and then he'll go and marry her. And this whole thing is L'Shem's Nus. The Geiris is L'Shem's Nus, and the Suhl is L'Shem's Nus. That's what I think the Rishayim mean. So Rabbi Kivega asked the Kashin Rishayim, the Geiris, there's a Laz that was L'Shem's Nus. But by the Shifcha, she can't be Mishtacher. What's the Laz of Bechlal? Which I think the Kasha even could stim somewhat according to even my Pshat. You know, as if you say the Pshat, like some say, that the Laz is that it was an insincere Geiris, so Zichashver by Shifcha. Shifcha is no such thing. But even if you say that the Laz is that this whole thing, this whole Geiris was there, all L'Shem Znus, by Shifcha there's no L'Shem Znus Nisgaira. Maybe L'Shem Znus Nus, it was no L'Shem Znus Nisgaira. The Geiris had nothing to do with her at all. So McVega asks this kasha, and McVega's decided to say, and we'll discuss this in a second, that Lagande Geiris, where what you did was an Issa Deraisa, before she was a Shefcho, what you accused of doing, so even the Rishayim are masking to the Laz that you'd be maxing the Kal Kama. But by Znus with a guy is an Issa Derabanan. Bezin Shel Cheshmanom, where Geiris is Znus with a guy. So Mela, since it's an Issa Derabanan, we're not as concerned about it. And the middle, that's why via the Laz is L'Shem's Nus Nisgaira. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. But the Nitziv in Hamek Shela, it's in the end of Shilta Kuv Lam and Dalin, he asked Rishayim's Kashos in the Tesefta. Tesefta was on both Geiris and Shifka. Rishayim's Kashos was a coin to Rashi, it should come out. Not if it was a Vade Bole, you all might see him. Tesefta says you're not. And the Tesefta was talking about both the guy and the Shifka. So you see by Shifka also, Rishayim wouldn't hold that the Laz would be that he was mezana with her. So the Nitziv says that the Laz is that he came over to the owner of the Shifcha, and said, please be Meshacher her, I need her, whatever it is, that's the Laz. And the same thing that Karen Ari says this in the Rishash, some Achreinim say, we're talking about when he owned the Shifcha. But the point is, you learn like the Achreinim's Teretz, that he was Meshtadol, that to be Meshacher, or he owned the Shifcha. Rishash says this, Karenera, there's still nothing at all wrong with the Shichur. There's no din a Shichur can't be in order to get married. It's not a Geiris. But Rishash is, it's a bad story. That's the point. This whole idea that someone having a taiva for a guy or for a Shifcha, fooling around with her and affecting that she should become a Bas Yisrael for the wrong reasons and getting married for the wrong reasons, that's the Laz. So we have two Mahalchim in the Rishayim, what the Laz is. Rashi's Mahalch is the Laz is because people are going to, you're confirming the previous rumor. And The Rishaynim's vart is the laz is, however you learn it, l'shem's nuznus gair, l'shem's nuznasa. And especially if you learn like the Achrayim, the Tziv, the Karenari, the Rishash, and others, the laz is a bad story, and the Shavchus is a bad story. And he somehow facilitated the Shechur. So B'Kveg says in Afkamin al-Alachar, B'Kveg was talking about a case, a little bit complicated, I won't go into it, but the case Be'erich was, at least at one point, there was a man that married a Gyaris that had a daughter. And the daughter was Megai with her. That was a question, but let's assume. And even while his wife was alive, he was Mezana with the daughter. And he was Maida. Which is the Issa de Rabbanan of Bas Ishtai, because they were guys of Egeim, like I had in the previous Amid, that, I mean, the Raisa, there's no din of Bas Ishtai, because Kersh and Skakot and Shnel Dami, but Min Rabbanan, they were guys there. Now his wife died, and now he wants to marry the daughter. Now, according to Kama Peskim, once the wife died, there is no Isser on the Bas Ishtai. So let's say like Lush Peskim. So the question was, is there a problem of Nitan? So he says, there's no problem of Nitan ala Goyev in his Geyer, because she's already Geyeris. But he said, but according to Rashi, if the problem is that you're going to be Mechazik the earlier Koyel, so here, you're going to be Mechazik the Koyel that he was Mezana with someone that was Asim in Arabanan, because she had the Isser of the Gzeir of Bas Ishtai, the Geyzer Bageirim. According to the Rishonim, that the Yisr is L'shem Znus Nizgayra L'shem Znus Nasa, she wasn't Nizgayra L'shem Znus, she was already a Geir. So it's talking about specifically if he was Nitan on her while she was a guy. Here, the problem wasn't a guy, the problem was a Geir, that there was an Yisr Durabban and Yisr Kravis. So you want to say it's telling this Machlaikis. According to Rashi, he's still being Mechazik, the original Kael, and according to Rishonim, it would only be that she's Nizgayr L'shem's Nus, she was already Megayr. You see, by Nitan ala Pnuya, right, Taisha says, Nitan ala Pnuya, what's it by Nitan ala Pnuya? And then she marries her, right? Someone had a relationship with a girl, or was accused, was suspected of having a relationship with a girl before they were married. And is he allowed to marry her? So Taisha says, that you don't say Lazarus' name, Ad Rabbah, Mitzel L'Kainza, the Banusa Ksiv, Laisi L'Isha. That's what Taisha says. The Rosh says that's only when you vade bolea, but by a koil, adarab, lo yichle shleyakzeg a koil. So, Becholius, this whole discussion is only if Rashi's pshat analyze. You see that Teis in the Rosh held the Rashi's pshat, the shayel of leyakzeg a koil. According to the Rishonim, the Biagra points this out. Is Bechal no problem by a pnuya? The problem is dafka by a guy or by a shivko, where you facilitated the geiris was the shame's nus, or by shivko also like the Achrayim say you facilitated the geiris. But a bechlal wouldn't apply to pnuya. See, the mashal says that Taisus is only talking about a pnuya girl that couldn't have been a nida. She was too young to be a nida. If she's a nida, it's a different story. Then you're being mechazik the lav, the laz of an issa deraisa. So Rabbi Kvega wants to know in Manushach. Taisus says that even though you are being mechazik the laz, but still you have it in the voice of Elisha, so why would that apply to a nida as well? So he says ishtikl, based on ishtikl, that by a guy, which is the Rabbanan, now is Rabbi Kvega's shtickle. That the Rishonim that say that the Laz is the shame Geiris, that the Laz is people will say that she only became a Geiris because of this. And that doesn't apply to Shifka. So Al-Kapana by Shifka, which is an Issa Deraisa, you have to agree to Rashi's Laz. So that's what the Mashal means. When it's an Issa Rabbanan, so what's the Laz? The Laz is only because of the shame Geiris. That wouldn't apply to Pnuya. But when it's an Issa Deraisa, that's like Shifka, which is an Issa Deraisa, then the Laz Ishleh Zuki Kal Kama, so that would apply by Nida, that would apply there as well. But that's all the Shita Shabbi Kvega. If you never like the Achreinim, like the Nitziv and others, that even by Shifka you have the regular Laz of L'Shem Shifkas, that L'Shem Znus Nishtachra, and he facilitated the Shichur through going over to the owner and convincing to Mishachar, or it's talking about it was his Shifka. So come there's a Bechlal doesn't, it's according to Rishonim, it's only a din by Geiris and Shifcha, where you'll say the Geiris and the Shifcha were there for the wrong reasons. But stam that he did an Isser with a woman, then you don't say Lazarus Haim. So then who would then by a Nida, he'd be allowed to get married to her. That will come out in Afkamina. But Kitzit in Afkamina, La Locha between Rashi and Rishonim is, Rashi says, the problem is that you're being Mechazik the earlier Koil, so any indiscretion that he had, possibly even Pnuya, certainly possibly Nida, the case of Rabbi Kvega, where there's an Issa Derabbanan of Bas Ishtai, whatever indiscretion he had, which wouldn't apply anymore, would be enough not to get married. Shloim Lachzuka, the earlier Kohen. Mashiach and the Yishayim hold that's not the problem. The problem is that we don't like this idea that L'shem Znus Nizgayra, L'shem Znus Nasa, Samel, that wouldn't only apply to a guy in a Shifcha, it wouldn't apply to any other indiscretion he had, there wouldn't be a Din Elias of Sayyim Bechlal. And now I want to discuss the idea, the insincere Geirus, the Geirus of L'shem Ish, L'shem Isha, V'chuli. Reb Chaim Eiser, Achiezer Chela Gimel Simchavav, was asked the question about such cases, and I want to tell you over the Reb Chaim Eiser's shtickle on the sugya and the oris on it. The Gemara brings Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya said, Echad ish nisgay l'shom isha, v'echad isha shinsgay l'shom isha, chayim nisgay l'shom shir shulcha malachim, l'shom avdei shloime, enem geim. Divrei Reb Nechemya. If a man becomes his guy because he wants to marry a woman because she wants to marry a Jewish man, someone who's his guy because he'll be able to become rich or powerful, he's not a geir. Divrei Reb Nechemya. L'maisa, the Gemara says, halacha k'divrei mekulam geirim. So Reb Chaim Eiser, Chela Gimel Simuk Vavai Zbeis, he says, what do Nechemya hold? L'maisa, this is the way he says the kasha. He comes and says he wants to be megayir. We suspect that in his heart, he's doing it for an ulterior motive. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying he wants to be megayir like a regular geir. So why don't we say dvar shablai v'enim dvar? So he says, is it because there's an umdana de muchach not that way? We have an umdana. We know, right? Believe belief kol adam, that that's not the reason. He doesn't want to be a sincere gary. He only wants a l'shem ishus. So if that's true, so let's say there's a suffix. We really don't know. We suspect it might be ulterior motive, but we don't know. We have two tzadim. So then the din is when it's not an umdana de muchach, so we should say dvarim shablev einam dvarim. And say, that's it. It doesn't matter what he really thought. If someone's making a sale, and we know he's only doing it for a specific reason, he doesn't say it. So then we don't say Dvarim Shebelev, and if it's a Tais, we allow him to retract the sale. But if it's a Suffolk, even if Kamish, Maya, and Galia, he only did it for that reason, but he never said it, so then we say Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim. And the sale is Chal, so who would in here? Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim, the Geir should be Chal. So that's one side. Reb Nechemya only holds that way when there's an umdana demuchach. We know for sure. So even if he doesn't say it, but you don't say dvarim shel mevin dvarim when there's an umdana demuchach. But let's say there's no umdana demuchach. So then he's a ger. B'tayr is vadai. Because dvarim shel mevin dvarim. Or maybe not, he says. Maybe the pshat Reb Nechemya is that geris is not stam a chalois, whether you could say dvarim shel mevin dvarim. Geris is done believe. If there's no leiv, there's no geirus. So there is no dvarim shel ein dvarim when it comes to geirus. So if we have a suffix, if there's an ulterior motive, so then it's a suffix geirus. It's a suffix geirus, because you don't say dvarim shel ein dvarim. So if that's the first thoughts of the Mechem. We don't pass like the Mechem. Mechem holds the geirus only works when it's in siyah. What if it's a suffix, if it's in siyah? One side is you say dvarim shel ein dvarim, and it's only not a geirus when it's umdu de muchach, and it's not sincere. But one pshat is no. Geirus is done belev, and if it's not belev shalim, then it's not a geirus. Now, if you're going to say the second san, so he says, even la locha we old kulam geir. The Ritva says the reason is, mishum agav and sayagama v'kabli. Yes, there was a reason why he did it, but because he had that reason, he takas maskim to be a full geir. He's gama v'kibli to do a belev shalim. He says the Dvar says the Bshem the Ramban. The Dvar Ram points out, no, it's the Dvar. It's not the Ramban, but in the Chalam, it's the Dvar Lameisa. So maybe the Rabbanana only agreed to it when there's an Umdana that is Gamim Kam Leiv Shalom. Maybe the Rabbanan also hold that you need Leiv. What's the Machlekes according to Reb Chaim Eiser between the Mechem and Rabbanan? Reb Mechem holds. They both hold you need lave, but they're abundant hold you do have lave, because agav and sayu come of the kibli. So you have lave. But let's say you find that you didn't have lave. He wasn't gum of the kibli, agav and sayu. So even according to their abundant, it's not a geirus. That's what he wants to declare, and it brings two rayas la'alachet is that way. That their abundant only say it's a geirus, like the Dvar says, agav and sayu gum of the kibli. But if we find out that it's not true, and he never meant to be a geirus sincerely, so Mela wouldn't be called a Geirus. He brings two rayas. One raya is, the Rishayim say the Lazarus of Sayim is, that they'll say that the Geirus was the Shem Ishus. Why is that a las? Let it be l'shem mishus. Okay, there was a din chachila not to accept it because of that. Okay, so the bezin did something wrong, but she didn't do anything wrong, and the evidence is good. So what's the las? Let it be. So what's l'shem mishus? So what? Elamai, no. The las is that it's takan al l'shem shemayim. The las is that takan wasn't sincere. You don't have the ag of unsigam of the kibli. So you see there that if you don't have the agav unsigam of the kibli, it's takan not good. So you know, this raya is gebait on the Reb Chaim Eisen is learning up the rishonim that the las is that it's not a good geirus, and his kash is what do you mean? Even if it's not l'shem shemayim, but the evidence is good geirus, the las is that the bezin did something wrong by being makabeler. Alamai is a raya that if it's taka insincere, it's taka not a good geirus. But the few we've said, and the Reb Chaim Eisen asked the kasha by Shifra earlier in the tshuva. He asked the same kasha because he's kasha by Shifra, that by Shifra don't have that. And he answered, it goes like the man, the Yomer, that by Shifra Shinishtachri, you also have to be Makabal Mitzvahs. But already brought the pshat, which, and the Achreinim Naman, that's not a chsan in the Geiris Bechal. It's just a messy story. It's a Maisa Mechur. L'shem's Nus Nisgayra, L'shem's Nus Nasa, not Tishiv's Nisgayra, L'shem Ishus. I don't fully understand why, according to Israel, why by the fact they got married, that's a raya that wasn't sincere. If a geiris l'shem ishus normally could be sincere, so the fact that they got married would make it not sincere. I don't understand that fully. Yishli Hashiv, but I'll go upon him. That's his first raya to the Yisayid. The second raya to the Yisayid that he wants to say, that the Chum only saying because Agav Unsei Gomer of the Kibli, but if l'maisa wasn't sincere, the Chum a maskel is not a geiris, is the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, this is the Lashon of the Rambam. Geir shaloi bat kuachra, the geir that you didn't check to see if he's sincere. Or shaloi yudu mitzvahs ha'ayinshin, or you didn't tell him the mitzvahs and ha'ayinshin. Umal v'tavav ne shaloi shed yaitis, ha'meiz ha'geir. Fafilu noina shebishul davru mizgayir, even if you know that he did it for a reason, for exactly the reason which he had discussed earlier. Ha'ol umal v'tavav yatsim ha'chal. Ha'gayim v'chayshishin loi, achi yizbaritz et kasir. This Rambam, this Lashon of the Rambam. So in the Shulchan Aruch, he's a ger. And we're chayshish for him. Actually, is baritz et kasei. We're chayshish he's a ger, and until actually is baritz et kasei, we're chayshish that maybe he's not a ger. It sounds like actually is baritz et kasei. So this is a big raya. That if the ger is ultimately is insincere, al kolpanim, you don't have the ag of unse gomru makabel. So he's not a ger. And you don't say Dvarim Shalev Einim Dvarim. This is what Nachiaz is saying. That from the Chemni he wants to learn, you don't say Dvarim Shalev Einim Dvarim. And if it's a suffix, if he means it sincerely or not, it's not a geiris. And even the Rabbanan, it's only because there's an assumption of Agav Unsei Gomer Mekabel, it doesn't mean it sincerely, even though it started off in the wrong motivation. But if he doesn't mean it sincerely, even the Rabbanan's not a geiris. And the Raif and the Ram of the Cheshon Laichi is Baritz at Kasei. Now I hear this Raya a lot. And Reb Chaim Eisen brings it, but looking in the Rambam, he seems to say exactly the opposite. It's by me a pella, I don't understand. I mean, the end of that halacha, which he said, the chayshlish is barisat kasei, the next words are, v'afilu chazar v'avad avay dezara, harayu ki yisrael meshumet, shekadush of kedushin, umitzel ha'achzer avay dasa, ma'akash atalva v'nasa ki yisrael. Even if he went and did avay dezara, he's like yisrael meshumet, Shekedush of Kedushin, Umitzel Arz of Adasei, Ulefichach, Kaim Shimshin Vishloimin Ishisayim, and therefore Shimshin and Shloime stayed married to their wives, Afapi Shegila Seidon. So he says, Klar, not that way. He says, even if he went and did Avay de Zora, he's a ger. He's like Yisrael Meshumid. He has a Din Yisrael. Kedush of Kedushin, Mitzel Arz of Adasei. You see, the Rambam starts all the way back, this Rambam is Halacha Yud Zayin. It's at the end of a discussion, which he started in Halacha Yud Dalet. He starts off with a discussion like this, because it's in Hilchos Ishus. He's talking about intermarriage, and he says like this: Al Yala Al Daitok Shimshon and Mashiach Yisrael. Don't let it enter your mind that Shimshon, who saved Klal Yisrael and Shayfet, a Shleim and Melech Yisrael Shenikri Yedidya Nasu Nashim Nachirusim Begeyusa. You should not think that Shimshon married a Plishti woman or Shloimei married Goyish women. What is the pshat? Why does the Torah say that they did? Because he goes through the whole arichus, that when someone becomes a ger, it is a process. You have to find out. Is he a ger because of money? Is he a ger because of marriage? Is he a ger because of arayos? The whole sugya here. And you have to tell him the mitzvahs and the sky of the mitzvahs. And he says, by Shloimeh and Shimshon, they didn't do that. Hadav yidua shenizgayim b'shul davar v'loy al pi bezin gayim. Uleficha chashvu akas of kilein gayos ubisurin aimdim. That's how he ends the discussion. Shloimeh and Shimshon, the gayrus was not sincere. The gayrus was because of ishus, and therefore, the Torah considered them as if they were gayim, but they weren't. If they were to be gayim, Shloimeh the big tzaddik, Shimshon the big tzaddik, never would have kept them, never would have married them. Halachically, they were Jews. But there's a problem with their gayrus. So hashkafically, morally, so to speak, the Torah considered them kilu they were gayim, because we don't like such gayrim. And then the Rambam says this lashon, gayrus shloibatku achar v'shloidim mixes mitzvahs, right? Afilu neidah shildavu mizgayr helam altav yatsim chal gayim. And then he says, "Chayshin leitchi is baritzet kasei." But he says, "Afilu chazu ed v'zarek yishol meshumid ulefichach kaim u'shimshin shloim v'shem afish agila seidan." Mufurish that they are lahalacha yidden. Period. And you are allowed to marry them. It's not a good idea. The Torah said for these big tzaddikim that they consider as if they married goyim, but they have a din yisrael. So what does it mean? Chayshin leitchi is baritzet kasei means don't marry them. Because they're not such good yidden. La halacha is no chilik, but hashkafadik. That's chayshin lo. It's clear from the context that he says klar that like Yisrael Meshumid. I never understood how anyone could bring this Rambam as a possible makar that if we find out that they weren't sincere, so the Rambam says that they're not gay. He says they are gayrim. He says it's not a good idea to get married to him. That's what the next part of Ram is the fichach. That's why Chazal said kashim gerim is shalakis apachas because of this insincere gerim. But they're all gerim. Halachik devarim akulam gerim. See, lulei divin achi ezer, I would say of nechem and rabbanan a completely different thing. We're not discussing Kabbalah's mitzvahs here. And that's what the Ritva is saying. And the Ritva is not saying shat in the Gemara. He's saying a different thing. Which both him, nechem and rabbanan agree to. That the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is there. Agavonsi, Gomer Makabo, period. That's not the pshat in the sugya, it's not the nidin of the sugya. Rabbi Nechemya holds, if l'maisa geret, the only reason why you decided to become a ger is because of Shem Ishus v'chuli, even though, because of that, you're going to become a richtig ger. But so what? The reason why you decided to become a ger is because of that. That alone passes the gers. And they're abundant hold. L'chatchila, we don't take such gerim. But the evidence doesn't passel. Now, dvarim shebleivein and dvarim, I mean, it could be he'll tell you clearly that that's the reason why. But now he wants to be emes again. Could be, you don't say dvarim shebleivein and dvarim, and as long as we suspect that's the reason why, according to Mechemi, it wouldn't be a good gerus. But according to abundant, it's not negeya. Even if we know 100% sure that's the reason why, then they're not discussing is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs a real Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It is, according to both of them. They're discussing the motivation for the geiris. So could be you could say in Svara that if someone's Makabal geiris and doesn't really intend Bechlal to do the mitzvahs, do you say Dvarim Shlevin and Dvarim? Don't you say Dvarim Shlevin and Dvarim? And the Dvar of Ram, in his letter back to Rav Chaim Eizer, says, and what about if you pretty much know he's not going to do it? And what does it mean, the Kabbal mitzvahs? Let's say you know the certain mitzvahs he's going to have a hard time with, but he accepts them as mitzvahs and he'll try his best. What does it mean, try his best? You could say a lot of shailas in Hilchas Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but l'daiti, l'ulei divin achiezer, that's not our sugi b'chol. Our sugi is talking about, this is the Dvar of Ram, who says also, our sugi is talking about with the Kabbal mitzvahs. And they won't even get them a chuvin without it. You want to be married to a yid, you're going to have to keep all the mitzvahs. Otherwise, it won't work. You want shulchan malachim, avdei shloimeh, geir ha-reis, it comes with Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But what's the reason why they mekabel the mitzvahs? The reason is because of a zayin tigasiba. Rav Nechemya holds that's a pasles. Echam holds it's not a pasles. That's the whole machlekes. And that's what the Rambam says, it's not a pasles, like the Gemara, like the Rambam Kulam Geirim. And chayish l'meitzis baritzit kasei means that v'nei shvi, it's not a good idea to get married to them. That's the taina the pasuk had on Shloimeh and Shimshon. Because it's not a good idea to mingle with them. Because kashim gerim is lo k'sapachas in this case. if the taka sincere, the taka picked it up, the taka leaden like any other eden, so fine, gewaldic. But with Shlomi and Shimshon, like he said, nah, they were fagayished. And if I mean they became a geirus, and the Rambam's not really discussing gewaldic mitzvahs, but since the geirus was for a zayitig reason and they really weren't interested, so real chashma kasef kilein goyim, that's why I would say Pashiv Shadis.